Nick, station Jack on 2 for power reconfig in Columbus.
Jack, good morning again. Go ahead on 2.
Good morning. Just so I'm clear on all these things, I powered off Columbus Payload Laptop 3. I did the first two steps switching the cobalt bricks. And now I'm about to disconnect the power. It says from Laptop 2, Laptop 2 is in front of 1-aft 2, and Columbus 3, Laptop 3 is in front of 1-aft 3. So I just want to make sure that I'm disconnecting the power from Laptop 2 in front of 1-alpha 2 and not from Laptop 3.
And Jack, that is a good understanding. I'm sorry if the location of the laptop sometimes fluctuates a bit, but yes, that's a good understanding.
Just wanted to make sure.
Sounds good.
Station Houston on Spacer Ground 2 for Chris and camera.
Go ahead on 2 for Chris.
Hey there, we're not quite seeing the config that we'd like down here. Do you mind reseating the cable connections and cycling the encoder for us?
Copy that. For which camera? Is that GemCam 2 or a different one?
GemCam 2.
Copy that. I will reseat the connections and then recycle the encoder. And Houston station on 2, I gave the encoder a reset and reseated all the cables. Let me know if there's any change.
So far, so good. It's holding steady for now. We appreciate it.
Copy all. Thank you. Nick, station Jack on 2 for laptops in Columbus.
Jack, go ahead on 2.
On the second event for today, just checking in with you per the execution note. The cobalt brick 1442 is connected to laptop 1, Columbus payload laptop 1. The power is all on. The laptop is on and booting.
And Jack, thank you very much for the report. We have a very good configuration. Thank you for the activity today.
Nick, station on 2 for Columbus Trash.
Jessica, good morning. Go ahead for Columbus Trash.
Good morning, Serena. Yeah, I am working this trash activity, and not all the items that are supposed to be here are listed here. Just wanted to recap a little bit with you, and then with a forward plan, if you wanted a call down, or if you just wanted me to crew note things.
Okay, we can do that.
Which would you prefer, call down for any items I don't find, or just crew note them?
Jessica, a crew note will be fine for most of the items. Sometimes you will see report to call CC. In that case, you can call down if you prefer.
Okay, copy. Yeah, several of them, and just even in step 2, several of the items that are listed are not in bag 5285, and I will crew note which ones those are.
Copy that. We'll check. Thank you.
Specific question, several of the items came from the Sleep in Orbit hardware Ziploc, and now all that remains in that Ziploc are a roll of tape, some empty plastic bags and bubble bags, and one SD card. Would you like me to trash that whole bag?
Checking. Jessica, you can trash the tape and the empty bag, but please keep the SD card.
Okay, copy. Unfortunately, I can't read what it says on the SD card. There's a micro card, and then there's a normal size one, but I will just leave those.
And Jessica, you can store the SD cards in the Max 360 camera kit.
Okay, I have not found the Max 360 stuff that I'm supposed to trash yet either. Do you mean in the Max 360 stuff that's not being trashed?
We are checking. Jessica, back with you. So we are thinking that Sophie is probably using the Max 360 camera kit, so you can store the SD cards directly in the 1.0 CTB is experiment, in the lid.
So in the lid of the bag I'm in right now, the 5285.
And that's affirmed. Thank you.
Okay, I'll do that. I did notice that in the Sleep in Orbit kits that I was supposed to trash, one of them had like all the contents listed, the EEG and earpieces. The other one did not have the EEG. It just had a couple sets of earpieces and the pouches. So there's only one EEG that I found. The other one's not in here at all. And I did not find, as I mentioned, any of the Max 360 elements that are supposed to go in step 2.
And Jessica, we do expect only one EEG for sleep in orbit, so that's perfectly okay. Please do not trash anything about the MAX 360 camera. We will keep all of those.
Yeah, the STEP called out MAX 360 micro SD cards for trash. STEP 2.02 and 2.01, 2, and 3. So I should disregard those steps. I don't see them here, but there are some random cards, and I'm not sure what they're for. There also is a card in the Sleep in Orbit kit, but I'm assuming that must have been from Sleep in Orbit.
And Jessica, that's correct. We are going to store these items. We're not going to trash them.
Okay, I see that in the final location. Sorry for that. So, but again, I don't actually know which. If this card that I'm holding, you can't read the label on the bag, and it was in the Sleep in Orbit pouch, so I will leave it there. So for the SD cards that are in the Sleep in Orbit pouches, should I keep those as well?
Jessica, if there are any Sleep in Orbit SD cards, those can be trashed.
Okay, I'll assume that the ones that are in the Sleep in Orbit are Sleep in Orbit cards. Probably this one that I have is also a Sleep in Orbit card because it was in the Sleep in Orbit Ziploc. But do you want me to keep it anyway, just in case?
Jessica, if we have any doubts, it's better to keep it, and we can look into it and come back to you later, maybe with a different solution. But for the moment, please keep it.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you for checking.
Next station on 2 for Columbus Trash.
Go ahead, Jessica.
Karina, one more question on steps 3.03 and .04. On some of the bags, they're not labeled of what GMT the trash is. It's obviously trash. Can you just confirm that I'm just throwing away all of the trash bags that are in the CTV? I have one that I can see the blood tubes are labeled 289. I don't see that one called out. But I have two more trash. I have that one, and then I have one other trash bag that I cannot read any dates on.
We're checking. Jessica, back with you. So the bag labeled 289 that you should keep, this is not manifested for trash. You should trash all the Ziploc bags with written trash on them. If there is any Ziploc bag without the trash written on them, please keep them.
Hey, copy. So it looks like all of them will be trashed except for the 289.
And we copy. Thank you.
Next station on 2 for Columbus Trash.
Jessica, go ahead.
Serena, a couple of things. I did put some notes in during the LOS, but I'll just hit you with some of them now. In the muscle stimulation kit, there were 3 consumable kits that were trashed, serial numbers 1, 2, and 3. There was also a Ziploc bag that had some electrodes in it that was just labeled vapor. I'm assuming that's probably trash as well, but let me know if you would like me to add that. I left it in the bag for now. And then kind of the big questions that I'm not sure how we'll handle, there's a very large... the portable PFS soft stow bag. That is a very large, rigid bag with foam. It's like one of the blue Nomex bags, rectangular. It says to put it in the JSB, but there's no way that would fit in the JSB, even if the JSB were empty. It's too big. And then also the EPM CBPD kit is also another rigid Nomex bag like that. It's about half the size of the other one, but it also will not fit in this JSB.
We copy, and we are going to check.
Okay, and I'm getting close to the end. I've just completed step 9, so it looks like I only have 3 steps or 2 steps remaining with some sub-steps. I think I need to get into my blood draw activity now, so if it makes sense to you guys, I will pause here and then come back to this if I have another gap later, or we can also see, I know Sophie was interested in understanding the state of things here in Columbus, so if one of us has extra time, we could finish out those remaining steps.
And Jessica, a couple of things. So first of all, you don't need to complete all the steps today because we are planning another activity on Monday to actually complete what was not completed today. So if you stop where you are, that's perfectly fine. And then we have another question about the big items you found. Do you think they would fit in a new JSB, or are they too big for JSBs in general?
Can take a look to see if the mouth of the JSB is wide enough for the small one, but I'm fairly certain the big one will not fit in the JSB unless we kind of tear it apart. But you know those, you're familiar, I'm sure, with those big blue boxes. They're all sewn together, so we'd have to kind of cut it apart and tear off the panels. If you did remove all panels, then they would fit in the JSB.
Okay, no need. Okay, Jessica.
Previous, I will just pause here for now then.
Yes, so we would like you to leave those two bags in the call deck one front of the rack, and we'll think about what to do with them, and we'll come back to this activity on Monday then. For the moment, MSO is more than enough.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Still station on 2-4 Venus.
With UN2.
I know we lost our 4 for now. We're still working on this third tube. I wanted some direction, though, because I know there's the constraint for 30 minutes from draw to centrifuge, and the first two tubes were drawn at 9:47, so we're approaching that 30 minutes. Wondering if we should either forgo the last tube or focus on the first tubes for now, do the ISAT analyzer steps, and start centrifuging those, and then just wait and see if we can get the third tube or what you would suggest.
And Jessica, we'd like you to go ahead and proceed with trying to get that third tube. We do have a little bit of margin on that other side, so let's make that the priority.
Okay, copy, and let us know if you have a hard limit on the length of time.
And Jessica, we just need to get the tubes into the centrifuge by 10:42.
Okay, copy. I think we can make that work. Thanks.
Huntsville Station, Sophie and 2 for Aphrodite.
With you on 2.
Yeah, I was just reviewing the procedure a little bit ahead of the game, and I wanted to know, in order to not have to disconnect SSC-27 and risk the same error messages or risk some connection issues, if I could, instead of installing the whole setup, instead of having it in forward 2, having it in aft 2, so that I don't have to disconnect SSC-27.
Copy. Sophie, we're about to hit a handover, so I'll catch you on the other side.
Station Scuba on Space Ground 2 for Chris for Task SC.
Go ahead on 2 for Chris.
Yes, Chris. We decided to wrap up the activity halfway through for today because we don't have camera view now and we're running out of time. So we can proceed up until step A decimal 3. Then please close the walk volume.
See that, we'll stop after 8.3 for today. And so I don't know if you got, if you copied, but the depth camera 2 is extremely loose in its yaw axis, or I don't think it will stay in its orientation very reliably. And I just wanted to check on whether there's something we need to do to secure that. Otherwise, I've got all the cables routed and secured, and am complete through step 8.3.
Copy, Chris. Thank you for the status. Now we will reschedule the activity, and so we will take care of it another day. Thank you.
Y'all, I'm getting into the stowage of everything.
Huntsville Station on 2 for Sophie for Aphrodite.
With you on 2 for Aphrodite.
Yeah. I don't know if you had my last question about the relocate of the whole experiment, but I do not have to disconnect, reconnect SSC-27.
And Sophie, we are just chatting that here, and you are go to set it up at aft 2 instead of forward 2.
Okay, great. I understand. Go for a forward 2, for aft 2 instead of forward 2. And would you be, I have a little bit of time right now, would you be interested in me starting the experiment, like the setup right now?
Sophie, we appreciate the offer, but we would prefer to start this on time so we can make sure we have the right folks here to support.
Okay, great. So I will just prepare the hardware to be sure that we're not late after, and then I will wait for all of the steps working, actually, on the software and the device.
You copy.
Scuba station on 3 for Tusk stowage. On 2.
Video on 2, Chris.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you have an idea of when this would be completed, and if I'm wondering whether I should just leave 3.0 J3003 stowed in JPM Deck 5, or whether you'd like me to put it back in the JLP.
Please copy your question for your checking. Station Scuba on Space Ground 2 for Chris, back with you.
Head on 2 for Chris.
Yes, Chris, thank you for the confirmation. And unfortunately, we don't have any outlook about the planning at this moment. So could you put it back to JLP?
Okay, I will put it back to JLP.
Thank you.
This is Station 2, Sophie for Polar Express Rack question.
Forward again, too.
Yeah, quick question. So I'm reviewing right now the procedures, and the main procedure called 5.021 Polar Transfer to Cargo Dragon Overview links to three procedures, 2.020, 2.017, 2.016. And I see in my next activities of the day that the only one that I will have to use is 2.016. Do you confirm that?
And Sophia, we're looking at that. You are correct that your timeline only has you doing 2.016. We give you all of the procedures to look at so that you can see how Jack's activities relate to yours, so you have a big picture of the overall choreography of the ops.
Okay, I understand.
Houston, Station on 2 for Robot.
Go ahead, Chris. We're with you on 2.
Hey, I missed that I was only supposed to do steps 1 and 2 in the execute out, so I also did steps 3 and 4. Those PCs are rebooting now. Just a note that I did get a low battery BIOS warning on SSC22 when it was starting up, saying that the battery was extremely low. It does appear to be plugged in, but just wanted to pass that on, and I've completed through step 4 of that procedure.
Copy, and thanks for the report.
Station Houston.
Huntsville Station on 2 for Sharp's container.
Huntsville's with you on 2 for Sharp's container.
I put a crew note. We had the current one was full, so I'm going to trash it, and we deployed a new one. Can you just remind me, does that just go in the hardware? Trash JSP.
Checking. Station on South Space to Ground 2 for Jessica and Sharp's container.
Good.
Jessica, you are go to trash that. The hardware JSP just wants you to verify that it is closed and clipped prior to trashing.
Okay, copy. Closed and clipped it is, and I will put it in the hardware GSP. Thank you.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Chris and stowage. And Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Chris at your convenience, stowage.
Go ahead on 2 for Chris.
Hey there. When you have a moment, we'd like you to double bag and gather 4 eggs from the food bob. That is S792. Inside a 4.0 CTB serial 5155, that's at airlock Delta 1, and stow that inside a 1.0 CTB and up in the Cargo Dragon upper tier UP13.
Okay, sorry. So Food Bob Sierra 712 is in
792,
is in the 4.0 in the airlock.
Hey, just yelled that at you, Chris. That's 792 inside the 4.0 CTB serial number 5155. That's an airlock Delta 1 locker.
Copy that, and you want me to take 4 eggs from there, double bag them, and then they go in 1.0?
That's correct. It's going to be a 1.0 CTB Romeo 083, and that's upper tier in Cargo Dragon.
Okay, 1.0, Romeo 083, and where on the upper tier is it?
That is UP13.
Okay, I think I got it. So I'll cut open Bob Sierra 792, take 4 eggs, double bag, and then that Sierra 792 is in 4.05155 in the airlock deck. And then 1.0 Romeo 083 and UP13 in Dragon 33.
That's a good readback, and thanks very much.
Phoenix Station on 24E4D.
Jessica, go ahead on 24E4D.
Serena, we are trying to find the CTV that has the real lube in it. It says it's CTV 5481 on the Deck 4 Rack Bay. I've looked at every CTV in Columbus, and we have not looked into it yet. We have the RFID reader out, and it is pinging for that barcode, but I'm wondering if maybe it was relabeled as a different bag or something because we can't find it.
We are checking, and we'll get back to you.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Jessica.
Go ahead on 2.
Hey, so we think you might be getting some pings on the RFID reader because there might be some of that real lube located in Node 2 forward end cone. If you don't find it there, let me know. I have an alternate location for you.
2 forward end cone. Okay, just like deployed or in a bag?
We are tracking that it's inside a 1.0 CTB.
And we actually found it. It was kind of buried deep and hidden inside the Deck 4 Rack Bay, which is where it was supposed to be, but it was very well hidden. Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much.
And Houston, station on 2-4 egg retrieve.
Go ahead with your eggs, Chris.
Do you want this Bob back in that 4.0 after this? It's probably going to become quite disassembled looking for the four eggs, but that's okay. I can just put it in a Ziploc or something or just tape it up, but I just wanted to make sure I knew where to put it back.
Yeah, we like your plan, Chris. You can go ahead with that.
Houston station on 2 for the Bob search.
Go ahead on 2.
Yeah, so we just dug through that Bob. I mean, it's kind of hard because stuff flies everywhere. They're not really meant to be opened like that. But we found 3 eggs. It's possible that one has floated away somewhere, but I've got 3. The task was not over easy, and the bag is now fully scrambled. What would you like me to do? Just stow those 3, and if I find a 4th floating around later, we can put it there too?
I like your plan, Chris. Sorry that was over hard for you. Maybe you guys can find it over Easter, those missing eggs, but you can close that up, and we'll just proceed with the 3 for now.
Be that. We'll proceed with the 3, and if we find one floating around Node 1, we will not eat it, and we will put it in the appropriate spot.
All right. Thanks so much.
Houston station on 2, just to close the loop, we did find that 4th one, and it escaped into the airlock.
We copy. Good find.
Houston station on 2, Sophie, for Photon TV.
Go ahead, Sophie. We're with you on 2.
Okay, just a report. 4 Bravo, so imagery is complete.
Thank you for the call down.
You're welcome, Erin. Huntsville, Sophie on 2 for Aphrodite.
We are with you on 2.
Just as a heads up, to let you know that I'm ready to start the procedure whenever you are, so just give me a call when you are ready, and I can jump in, even if it's ahead of the timeline.
Sophie, we want to stick to the 12:15 on the timeline so we can have solid KU.
Copy that.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Chris and Gem Camera 2.
Ahead on 2 for Chris.
Hey, Chris, could we have you do the same thing you did this morning with the Gem Camera 2? Just reseat the cables and cycle the encoder, please.
Copy that. It'll work. Houston station on 2, the encoder has been power cycled and both ends of the HDSPI cable were demated and remated.
Awesome, thanks for that. We're going to take a look from the ground.
Huntsville station on 2, Sophie for Aphrodite.
With you on 2 for Aphrodite.
On step 1-1, just wanted to check that the screen, you see the screen good enough with the camera.
Sophie, we do see that. Today, what we want to do is start with that view zoomed out a little bit more so we can watch the cartridge install and all the hardware as we go through these ops today. Yes, that's looking a lot better. And then really the only changes for today compared to yesterday are we are not going to do the saliva, as you saw, and then once we get into 4.7, in that area, we're going to slow down a little and make sure that we synchronize up the software displays and when we're going to install the cartridge.
Copy. So all steps have been complete until 4.1, and I'm ready for your go.
And you are go.
Right, so I understand the protocol to select to load is Aphrodite underscore MP underscore channel 1.txt.
We concur, that is the correct one.
The serial number I have for the disposable cartridge is serial number 5.
That's a good serial number.
And now I am ready to install the cartridge inside the analytical device.
And Sophie, we concur, you are go to install the cartridge.
And step 4.12 is complete. I guess we let the system work hard now.
We copy, Sophie. Before you float away, I'd like you now to zoom in on the screen so we can monitor just the screen for the protocol to complete. Copy, thumbs up.
Okay. That's good for you.
Sophie, that looks great to us.
Thank you. Talk to you later.
Station Huntsville, Space Ground 2 for Chris and Handpass.
Go ahead on 2 for the Handpass.
Chris, this is your reminder that you and Jack have an upcoming hand pass with an approximate rise time of 12:40.
Copy, rise time of 12:40. Thank you very much.
Soil station on 2 for blood stowage.
With you on 2 for blood stowage.
Carly, I'm just cleaning up in Columbus a little bit here after sewing this E4D, and we found a couple items. I just wanted to make sure I put them back in the right place. One is an ambient blood kit, serial number 1255. It has two tubes in it, so I think maybe it just escaped from a drawer when somebody was getting other stuff out. It has a purple label. I'm assuming it goes in the purple drawer for Hotel 2. Just wanted to double check on that.
We're checking. Station Huntsville, Space Ground 2 for Jessica and ambient blood kit. That goes back to Columbus at 4, Charlie 2, in a Ziploc labeled for standard measures.
Aft 4, Charlie 2 for standard measures, okay. I see that location, and then I've got two more. I have an empty ambient blood kit, so just a kit, no tubes in it, serial number 1201, and then also CPT sample kit 1326, which is where I got the two tubes out of for my draw today and Jack's tomorrow. Do those get, maybe I missed it, but I couldn't find it in the stone note. Do those get put back in the drawer with the full CPTs?
Copy. You have two empty kits. We'll get a location and get right back to you.
Thank you.
Station Huntsville, Space to Ground 2 for Jessica and Kits. Okay, 1201 will also go in Columbus aft for Charlie 2, and the CPT sample kit 1326 will go back in the purple supply kit.
Hey, copy all. So is that's our general, whenever we take tubes out, we actually just leave that empty kit where it is just for the future?
That's a firm. We are wanting to reuse those Nomex kits.
Copy all. Thank you.
Unit station on 2 for Columbus payload reconfiguration.
And Jacka, go ahead on.
I understand you guys don't mind if I do this ZBook laptop reconfiguration a little bit earlier. Is that all right if I do this power cable swap right now?
And Jack, it's fine for us. You're going to proceed. We are complete with the ground activities.
Perfect. I will do it now while my launch is warming up. Appreciate the flexibility.
Thank you for checking.
Huntsville, station on 2, Sophie for Paul. Track.
With you on 2 for Paul.
A quick question. I was just setting the camera for the over-the-shoulder view a little bit in advance. Just, are you okay with this view, or do you want a wider field of view? It's on map camcorder 2.
So if we don't have that routed yet, we'll check it as we get closer to the ops.
Okay, and whenever you have this routing, please let me know. I'll be happy to change it.
We copy. We'll let you know if there's any changes needed.
Thank you.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Chris.
Go ahead on 2 for Chris.
Hey, Chris, I have a go back for your stowage activity if you have a moment.
Yeah, sure. I'm ready for that go back.
All right. We didn't word step 221 very clearly, but I'm actually going to have to get you to uninstall the middle bridges and this afternoon that will allow us to do the polar transfer. So you'll reinstall it after the polar transfer.
That must have been a misclick. Those middle bridges are not installed. Sometimes when you have snow track up and you're carrying stuff gets inadvertently checked. But there are no middle bridges in there.
Awesome. Even better. Thanks, Chris.
No worries.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for any available crew and SpaceX 33 update.
Right on 2.
Hey, I just wanted to let you guys know that the SpaceX 33 team has pulled go for recovery weather. And the next gate will be U-2. So as you can probably deduce from us getting started with the poly move, we're go to proceed.
Okay, we copy the go. Good news. Thank you.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Jack and Polar 5 timeline.
So Jack's up for Polar 5 timeline.
Jack, just wanted to give you a heads up. We're about 4 minutes from a 14-minute LOS. You are welcome to start your Polar 5 activity, but please hold if you reach step 5.3 while we are in the LOS.
Okay, copy. I'm on work on the bolts now, and I will hold if I get to 5.3, and I'll wait for you guys, wait for AOS to get a go for you guys. 5.3.
Perfect.
And Huntsville Station on 2, I hope it gets you before the LOS. Just want to check Huntsville Station on 2, Jack, for Polar Disconnect. Looking for a check-in, step 3.11.
If you can confirm that you have flipped that switch, then we are good in step 3.11.
Hey, I confirm that I have flipped that switch, and I'm moving on to step 4.
Copy.
Houston Station on 2 for ARED.
Chris Houston's with you on 2. Go ahead.
Hey, so we performed our last iteration. We actually took out one turn of the tensioners, so for a total of 8 turns. We did 200 reps and in step 9.6 and verified that the detents do not remain engaged. We're going to report that to you guys, and otherwise we're done with the procedure.
Hope you all understand, and that is a good config from our perspective. Thank you.
And just to confirm, that means we are cable-only exercises for the future?
For the time being, that is AFIRM.
Copy that. And Houston Station, aren't you just also to confirm that we're still at the 80-pound load limit for cable exercises, is that correct?
Chris, that's a 60-pound load limit, 60.
Ah, okay, the sticker on the machine says 80 until Houston. I will update that to a 60-pound load limit.
Confirm, good words, 60-60. Chris Houston on 2 for quick go back. Just want to have more context on the 60 versus 80.
Go ahead on 2.
Chris, I just wanted to let you know that the 80-pound limit is sort of like the nominal cable load limit, but it's specific to this activity that we have to pull it back down to 60 for a little while. Just wanted to provide that extra little bit of context that normally the 80 sticker is correct.
Okay, copy all. So it'll be 60 for now, and then 80 at some point in the future, hopefully when we're more back to normal.
Good read. You know it.
Huntsville Station, Jack on 2 for polar transfer, looking for a go in step 5.3.
You are go in step 5.3. Telemetry feedback is 0.
Awesome. I understand it's 0, and I've got to go in 5.3. Thanks.
Huntsville, Sophie on 2, Aphrodite procedure complete.
Copy.
Huntsville, station Sophie on 2 for polar.
With you on 2 for polar, we've got a nice field of view there, and I just wanted to give you all a choreography reminder if you're ready to copy.
I am ready to copy.
The polar that you're uninstalling and the polar that Jack is about to uninstall are right there on top of each other in that rack. They're going to be repowered off of the same switch once they're installed in Dragon. And so our goal here is for there to be about the same amount of power off time between them and just do one after the other instead of having a big gap in timing.
Okay, I copy. So the two polar here, number one and number two, will go into the Dragon, and they need to be done at the same time. So am I waiting for Jack, I guess?
you can start with Polar number one unfastening. We just want to make sure that Jack is there and ready to go on his steps to unfasten and unpower Polar two before you're moving into unpowering Polar one.
Okay, so I'll wait for him before unpowering Polar one.
Good, copy.
Two is complete for step three, and Jack ready. Ready, so close to me, ready.
Sophia, that came through really choppy. We didn't copy almost any of that.
Polar one is unfastened, and Jack is ready for the polar two. You want to first unfasten polar two before powering polar one?
That's a firm. Go ahead and unfasten Polar 2, and then we'll unpower both of them. Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Sophie and Meshbag.
Sophie was listening.
Sophie, we saw that Meshbag. Yeah, that one that you're pointing at. If that is in your way.
This Meshbag was here before.
Yeah, we saw that as well. If it's in your way, you can temp stow
it
that.
It was, We saw that as well. If it's in your way. I can temp stow that, but I think for now it's okay. The two are, and then we are good.
Copy. If it's not in your way, we're happy.
Now the two pillars are unfastened to do off step 3.2 for.
We are ready to turn those off.
So from Sophie, Locker 5 is powered off.
Copy. Locker 5 powered off.
So locker 6 power is off, so that's polar 2.
Copy. Locker 6, polar 2 powered off.
Huntsville station on 2, Sophia for polar, waiting for your go on 5.3. With the two switches have been, so switch 1 has been verified off.
Copy. Stand by. We will not be able to provide that go for about 5 minutes when we get KU back.
Copy.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Sophie and Polar.
Still go for Jack and Sophie.
Jack, you and Sophie are go in step 5.3. Upper F cargo 11 and 12. Switch feedback is 0.
The 11 and 12 feedback is 0. We're go in step 5.3. I'll pass that to Sophie.
Thanks. Huntsville station on 2 for polar transfer. Gem camcorder 2 has been moved to be pointed at polar 4 now.
Copy, Jack. We don't have a view. Stand by 1. Jack, we are not seeing the feed coming down. We lost it while you were adjusting it. Can you double check that it's on still and everything is looking good on your end?
I'll have a look at the connections. Still, the Gem 2 camera. Cord's all plugged in, flashing on encoder 2 there. Any luck with the video?
Negative, Jack. We're still not seeing it. Give us 1 second and decide how we want to proceed.
Huntsville from Sophium 2 on Polar step 6.2.
Sophie, we're with you on 2.
I just downloaded the downlinked the pictures for not only the two polars, but all of the Pirate Dragon cargo that we did this afternoon with Jack, and it has been done on SSC-25.
Happy. All the photos so far on SSC-25.
And on step 10 as well, I just can confirm with you that all four polar fast runners on polar 1 and polar 2 has been torqued to 75 inch pounds.
We copy those numbers for step 10. Do you want me to get the power off and on times now or give them in a crew note?
I have them for you now, or I can also leave them in the crew notes.
I leave it to your discretion.
Okay, so I'll give them to you then. So power off for polar 1 was 1708.
Copy. 1 off.
That was power off. 1 on, 1728.
Copy. Polar 1 off at 1708 and on at 1728.
Correct. Then for 2, off at 1710 and on at 1728.
Copy 2 off at 1710 and on at 1728.
That is correct.
And Sophie, now that you've wrapped up these Dragon Polar activities, we are looking for about 2 minutes of help with an express track, if you're willing.
Sure, I just finished the stowage and I'll be with you in 2 minutes.
Copy. Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Jack and camera.
For Jack and camera.
We'll continue to troubleshoot Gem Cam 2. In the meantime, you can swap to Gem Cam 1 and proceed.
Yeah, I'll set up Gem Cam 1 for you guys and proceed. Huntsville Station, Jack on 2 for Gem Camera 1 picture.
We've got it, and field of view is good. Copy the thumbs up, and thanks for the swap.
Huntsville, Sophie, I'm ready for your words for the next part of Cargo Dragon.
Sophie Huntsville's with you on 2. Before we go into that Cargo Dragon, we were looking for those 2 minutes of express rack help, if you're still willing.
I'm ready to copy your words.
We've had a lockup of one of the computers in Express Rack 3 at Columbus Aft 1 and are going to need a manual RIC reboot. It'll only take a few seconds. When you're over there, let me know and I can give you more steps.
We understand Express Rack Computer 3 at Columbus Aft 1 for a manual reboot.
Correct. Express Rack 3, Columbus Aft 1, we're looking for a RIC reboot, and I can tell you what steps we'll need when you're there, or I can give them to you now.
Sophie on 2, I'm in front of Express Rack 3, Columbus Aft 1, looking for the computer.
The computer we're rebooting is the RIC. It's inside the rack. To reboot it, you'll look for, at the lower control panel, Foxtrot 1, the RS232 spider cable that has a black push button on the end of a set of 8 white cables bundled together. And when you find that, you will press and hold that black push button for 3 seconds.
Okay, so I just need to you to repeat the references numbers.
The cable you're looking for is the RS-232 spider cable. It's at the Foxtrot 1 panel. It's a collection of cables bundled together, and there should be one that has a black push button at the end.
Okay, so I'm looking for the cable RS-232 spider cable F1 panel with a black push button at the end.
That's correct.
Still, Jack on 2, locker 3, power switches in the off position, the light is off, it's step 3.11.
Copy, switches off. Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Sophie. If it helps, we are expecting that RS-232 cable to be connected to the Data Juliet 3 laptop port there at the Foxtrot panel.
You're really to the fun. I was about to tell you, is it the one labeled Data J3 on the laptop thing? And I see the black push button, and it says pickle switch.
That's the one. Go ahead and push and hold that one for 3 seconds for us and release.
Copy that. That's done.
Perfect. That was all we needed. Thank you for your help.
You're very welcome. Just a quick question also for the last part, my scheduled transfer Dragon cargo ups. Yeah, this is more with Houston, right?
Houston's with you on two.
Hey, Houston from Sophie. Yep, so I'm done with a powered cargo transfer, and I guess now there is some extra steps in the stow track. Is that correct?
We're checking, Sophie. We're tracking their steps 221 and beyond. Let me get you the specific numbers here. 1 second.
Copy.
And Sophie, Houston's back with you on 2. So for today, if time permits, we're looking to have steps 221, and then the two sub-steps there completed as well. So that's 221.01 and 0.02. Let us know if you have any questions.
Piece 221 and the two subsets 01 and 02.
You got it.
Thank you.
Huntsville, station on 2. I'm Jack on Polar looking for a go in step 5.3.
Check, we've got confirmation. UpRef cargo 18 switch feedback is zero. You are go in step 5.3.
And just confirm you said 14, not 18. Is that right?
Yep, thanks for the catch. UA 14.
Okay, great. Glad we're on the same page. 14 switch feedback is zero, and I've got to go. Moving on. Thanks.
Station Houston on 2 for Chris. When you have a second for two items.
Get on 2, Kenny.
Hey, Chris. I got two things for you. The first is a pretty small note, but we think we need to extend the shutter constraints that are currently valid for Cupola and Lab from 1825 to 1835. We think we need to extend that just a little bit. And then number two, we got your crew note from earlier regarding the Ziploc bag and foam from the airlock in Lab Port 6, that stuff. Disintegrating foam, we can trash the whole thing. That's the foam block and the Ziploc.
Yep, it is just a Ziploc. There was no foam block or anything, so just this little Ziploc in my hand. I will put it in the trash.
Copy. Foam block, Ziploc, a little bit of a tongue twister there. Sounds good.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Sounds good, Chris.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Jack and Polar 5 follow-up question.
Huntsville Station, Jack's on 2. I think I missed a call from you earlier looking for an update on the Polar stuff.
Yes, sir. We had a couple of closeout questions for you if you've got a minute.
Let's do it.
For Polar 5, the first one that you installed, we were looking for confirmation that the fasteners were torqued to 75 inch-pounds, and if you happen to still have the times for power off and on.
The fasteners were torqued to 75 inch-pounds, and I think it was 1610 to 1620.
Copy, all fasteners torqued, and 1610 to 1620. And then, Jack, the other question we had for you was for that last activity, the Polar 4 closeout. In the express rack at Gem Forward 6, the Gulf 1 location, there's a little SSPCM access hole in between those vent closeout panels, and we just can't quite tell from the downlink if you Kapton taped over that or not.
Yeah, actually, that was a question I was going to ask you guys or the crew here. I did notice that it is not Kapton taped. It sounds like I'm supposed to.
Station Huntsville back with you on 2 for Jack.
I'm with you. That hole, that was an open question in my mind, too. That hole is not Kapton taped, but I will go Kapton taped it.
Thank you very much.
Sophie, we heard that on 1. Calling
Houston,
you back on
Station 2. On 2. Chris has a message.
Okay, sounds good. Fire away.
Yes, we're on 2 now. Very good point.
We are with you on 2. Go ahead.
I will let my commander speak for a very special message. The crew is amazing. We had together to give this message, but Chris will give it.
Hey, yeah, we had a little maintenance thing we wanted to bring up with OSO. I hate to bring this up after DPC, but we'd actually really like to recognize Cole for his 4 years in OSO. During his time, he excelled in the ISS program as an ECLIS subject matter expert before getting his OSO maintenance cert in 2024. He then led OSO through the T2MTL hose maintenance and HATCL R&R and multiple rack transfers as increment 73 OSO lead. Also, he served as the OSO on HTVX and Shrek lead. As he steps into his next role in the defense industry, we'd like to thank him for his contributions to the ISS and human spaceflight throughout his career.
Thank you, Cole!
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. We appreciate you.
It's our pleasure, and best of luck, Cole, and I really appreciate everything.